Martin Amis isn't alone in his concern. Most fathers worry about their daughters. They're even likely to get a bit squeamish when they finally realize their little girls have become sexually active. But then there are the tragic cases where fathers force themselves on their daughters. Incest shocks us. We're reluctant to recognize it. When irrefutable evidence of such an outrage exists, we demand that the perpetrators be brought to justice. Which makes the century-old story Louise Barnett tells in Ungentlemanly Acts all the more shocking.
Captain Andrew Geddes, a 35-year-old Army officer stationed at the remote frontier outpost of Fort Stockton, Texas, made an accusation of incest occurring between Lieutenant Lewis Orleman and his 18-year-old daughter, Lily. It happened in this way. He and Lieutenant Orleman shared quarters in the same building divided by an internal wall. And Captain Geddes said that one night he heard suspicious sounds coming from the bedroom of the Orleman quarters, where the lieutenant and Lily slept in the same bedroom. And he heard Lily say, "Papa, please stop. Captain Geddes will hear us." His curiosity was aroused, and he went outside and looked in the bedroom window of the Orleman's quarters and said that he saw an act of incest taking place. He further said in an affidavit that he drew up a month later that the next morning he confronted Lily Orleman, told her what he had seen, and she broke down and confessed to him that her father had been using her in this way for 5 years, that when she tried to end the relationship, he threatened to kill her, kill himself, or desert the family. There was a mother and 7 younger children in Austin, Texas, who would have been left destitute if Lieutenant Orleman had left as the only breadwinner. So that was her situation. Captain Geddes said that he wanted to help her, but before he could do anything, he found himself being accused of wanting to seduce and abduct Lily Orleman.
I'm going to interrupt you at this point because it's a serious charge that he was making, and you would expect the Army at this point to take it seriously, to perhaps arrest Lieutenant Orleman, to back Captain Geddes up. But they did not. They instead put Captain Geddes on trial. Now, what was going on?
Well, I'm afraid that any institution wants to protect itself from bad publicity. And this would have been a tremendous scandal. We're in the period of Victorian America, 1879, when incest is a very deep taboo. And the Army certainly didn't want publicity that an officer was committing incest. To them, the lesser of two evils was to assume that this was simply slander on the part of Captain Geddes.
Now, what about the two gentlemen involved? What had been their records up to this point? Was there any reason, in other words, for the Army to assume that Geddes would make a charge of this kind lightly?
Both of these men were Civil War veterans and career Army officers. Both had good records. However, Geddes did have a weakness that probably told against him. He was actually a womanizer who had had affairs with the wives of several fellow officers.
Well, we should talk about the trial a little bit because, as you say, there is substantial evidence that suggests that Geddes was telling the truth. What was the Army's position in all of this? Or is it just that having decided that incest could not have possibly happened, they set about proving that Geddes must be a liar?
Well, that's pretty much it. They clearly had a very great stake in finding Geddes guilty. The prosecutor was an extremely ambitious and zealous man, and also he had tremendous power of a sort that we would not associate with a civilian prosecutor today. For example, he deliberated with the jury.
It does seem just a wee bit prejudicial, doesn't it?
Exactly. But just as prejudicial, it seems to me, is the fact that he had control over the witnesses that the defense could submit. For example, every officer has a soldier who takes care of his quarters. And the soldier who took care of Lieutenant Orleman's quarters was prepared to testify that only one bed of the two in the bedroom was used most of the time, and that once he came and knocked on the door, getting no answer, he opened it and found Lieutenant Orleman and his daughter in bed together in a state of disarray. And the prosecutor decided that this witness was not going to be heard. So the jury never heard what seems to me to be quite corroborative testimony.
Well, he was then found guilty in the course of this trial. Geddes was, of being not a gentleman.
Well, he was found guilty of having slandered Lieutenant Orleman, and this was, of course, conduct unbecoming an officer and a gentleman. And he was sentenced both to prison and dismissal. However, the trial was reviewed at the highest level. The military has a system, an officer called the Judge Advocate General, who reviews trials and can set them aside. And this is what happened.
Now, this sounds like a more or less happy ending, except that it isn't really, is it?
No, because at that point, the head of the entire army, General William Tecumseh Sherman, got involved.
Why would Sherman do this? What interest could Sherman possibly have in destroying the career of someone who's when the Judge Advocate General found that he'd been tried unjustly?
Sherman was a typical Victorian gentleman. He always referred to the fair sex. He considered himself to be very protective of women. However, at the same time, he had affairs with much younger women. And I think he saw Geddes as irresponsible and indiscreet because Geddes's own affairs had come to the attention of other people.
Of course, looking back at this from more than 100 years later, one is tempted to look at it and say, what do you mean you're protecting the reputation of women? We're talking about incest here. What about the reputation of the daughter? Why are you after this man for having affairs when the accusation is apparently true that this other man was actually engaged in a relationship with his daughter?
Well, on this issue, I think what happened to Harriet Beecher Stowe when she made an accusation of incest is very significant. In 1869, Stowe was the most famous woman in America. Her book was a global bestseller, Uncle Tom's Cabin. She was known as a woman of great piety. Her father was a minister. Her brothers were ministers. She was married to a minister. She was extremely religious. But she made the accusation that Lord Byron had had an affair with his half-sister. Now, all of the principals in this matter had been long dead, but the firestorm of criticism that her accusation raised made it very clear that incest was just such an incendiary subject. One critic actually said that even if it were true, it would have been better not to publish this. And many critics used the word pollution to describe not the act of incest, but Harriet Beecher Stowe talking about such things in public. And this effectively destroyed her reputation. So one can come to the conclusion that publicizing an act of incest was regarded as worse than doing it, strange as that may sound.
Louise Barnett, author of Ungentlemanly Acts, the Army's Notorious Incest Trial. Barnett teaches English at Rutgers and has a special interest in the history and mythology of the American West. Her acclaimed biography of George Armstrong Custer is called Touched by Fire.